Right, let's bring in Rachel Lauren Stevens. Lauren.
So, no, I said that.
There she is. Hello. Look at the little gorgeous pop princess.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very good.
Look at that. You've got a nice big coat on and a big scarf
warm
on.
And snuggly.
Take a seat. Come and join us in our warm studio. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm very good.
Good.
And you're all on your own.
I know.
No one to back you up anymore.
Nope. I know.
No excuses. Can't make Bradley do the interviews instead of you.
I know. Bless him.
Happy though? You must be delighted.
I am. I'm really enjoying it. And we're all in contact with each other. And yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Bless you.
Yeah.
So the singles, the last single did really well.
It did great, yeah.
What did you win? Did you win Best Pop Female Singer Ever at those awards the other week?
Ever? No, not ever. But, the NMAs?
Yeah.
Best UK Singer.
Yeah.
Female.
Were you surprised?
I was so surprised. I had no idea at all. And I was up against, like, Miss Dynamite and people like that. It was fantastic.
This is not a loaded question by any way, you know, at all. But I'd be embarrassed if I'd have won that. Well, female, obviously. But I'd have been embarrassed after only releasing one single.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was just so excited. I couldn't believe
I'd have taken it. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
I'd have gone on there and taken it. But I'd have been a bit... Were you not a little bit kind of like... That's a bit blimey after Miss Dynamite when everything the other year. Now I'm getting... I've only had one song out.
I guess so, yeah. It was quite... Yeah. I was just... I don't know, I just didn't think anything because I had no idea I was going to win it. And I was sitting there thinking... I don't even know what I'm going to say because I've never actually gone up and accepted an award, do you know what I mean, on my own.
Right, yeah.
But then they read out my name and I was just so shocked and I can't even remember what came out of my mouth, but it was very exciting.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Did you get drunk that night?
No, I didn't. I went home like a good girl.
How's your man?
He's very well. Yeah, he's starting work today. Starting in the theatre tonight.
Oh, yeah? Is this the first night tonight?
Tonight.
I don't think it starts until next year.
He's not allowing me to go either. I'm not allowed to go tonight.
Well, in case you put him off tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeremy Edwards, Mr. Hunky TV actor, is now Mr. Hunky Theatre actor.
What's the play? Are you allowed to say what he's in?
He's in Dangerous Liaisons.
Right.
And he's playing Azalan.
Okay.
It's like a series. It's not like Hollyoaks.
No, it's like a proper
is it? It's
play.
Not like Holby City. It's proper.
Theatre.
Proper theatre.
Yeah.
I saw him the other week.
Yes, he said.
And we were having a chat about it, and he said that I've got to go and see it, but I don't like theatre.
No?
No, I'm worried that I'll be a bit bored. I mean, I'll go and watch him.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I like it.
But you might.
Yeah, but it's not like you saying... Here's a copy of my album. Will you have a listen to it and tell me what you think? And I go, yeah, sure. This is like a, you know, you go and you think, well, you're all right, mate, but it's a bit rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not a play person. I'm not a theatre person.
You don't like musicals then either.
Oh, I hate musicals. Oh, I can't stand musicals. Loathsome.
It's
wasted
a musical.
Time.
No.
What?
Dangerous Liaison.
No, it's not a musical,
well,
Dave.
It wasn't intended to be a stupid question. I don't know.
No,
it's not, my friend.
Not a musical.
Serious.
See, I don't. Do you like musicals? I don't like them.
I prefer theatre, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I've been.
I'm not a mad fan of when they sing through the whole.
Whole
thing.
And those musicals always have that
full of singing.
But some of them do, and some of them don't.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I went to see Beauty and the Beast, right, when it first opened, when I got to London, and I went to see Saturday Night Fever.
And
Beauty and the Beast, I quite enjoyed.
You did?
Yeah, because it's like that big family thing, and the sets are really big, and it had Derek Griffiths in, who used to be on Kids TV when I was younger. You won't remember, you're older than me, Rachel. and then I went to see Saturday Night Fever, which I thought was rubbish. It was like an over-enthusiastic school play.
Who was in that at the time?
No idea. Right. Don't know. Some fella who was pretty, apparently. But I just don't get musicals.
Some of them are good and some of them aren't so good. Yeah. Have you seen Blood Brothers?
No, see, I've heard that's good, but it just doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah.
Isn't that based in Liverpool or something?
Yeah.
I saw This Is Our Youth not long ago, which I loved, with Matt Damon.
You're out a lot. You go out a lot.
I get out of it, don't I?
I thought you were meant to be busy working on your career. You're out all the time,
I'm
having a jolly. Anyway, so, the last record did really, really... Where did it get in the chart? It did really well.
Number two, yeah.
I would imagine you're not disappointed by that?
Not at all. I was just... Black Eyed Peas, it was up against that, and that's been such a huge record this year. I was just over the moon. It got loads of support, and it was great.
It was a great record.
Over the moon. Oh, thank you.
What was it about?
It's about my ex from LA.
And, you don't have an ex from LA.
How do you know?
Because I'm guessing.
Well, you don't know.
But you don't. Liar.
I might.
Okay, all right then.
It's just about him being a naughty boy, basically, and me telling him that I was over him. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Which is
exactly.
Like pop star language for soft.
It's exactly. Just about breaking up generally, isn't
it's
it?
Just saying it in a nice way. Yeah.
Now, just before this came out, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but you split up with your fella.
Yeah.
Now...
Kinda.
Is that then really difficult if you split up with your fella or you're having a break or whatever, happened? Is that then difficult to go on stage and sing a song about splitting up with somebody? I wouldn't fancy doing that, I've got to be honest.
It wasn't necessarily what I was singing. It was just a hard time because everything was going so great with my career, but at the end of the day... It was... My personal life wasn't, you know, so it was hard. It was hard.
But now everything's back
but
on
now,
track.
Yeah.
And you're happy?
Yeah.
See,
I'm
look
good.
At the little smile.
No.
Look at the little smile that she does.
No, yeah.
He's a jammy sod, I tell you. How did he manage it? How did he bag you? It's a shocker. How did Jeremy Edwards bag you?
Oh,
I have no idea. God bless him. He can't handle his drink. He can't sing. Right,
he's an actor now.
He's in a posh play.
Yes, exactly.
You know, he's not even in Hollyoaks anymore,
now.
Is he? He's a serious actor. Well, I'm pleased for you because, you know, I've met you many times over the last few years and, I like Jeremy and I'm happy that you're both happy.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean that as well. I think, you know, I think you make a nice little couple and I hope everything works out for you.
Oh, thank you.
Genuinely do.
Oh.
See?
It's very nice.
How are things with you?
I'm great. I couldn't be happier.
Good.
I really couldn't. I'm happy.
And now you're moving to the mornings, aren't you? How are you going to do those early mornings?
Do you know, it's the one thing that's peeing me off is that everyone keeps reminding me. 4:30, we're going to get up.
And you know, as well.
Yeah, me as well. Yeah.
I don't... People keep saying, how are you going to manage it? And it's like, when you've got to get up, you've got to get up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't have to get up.
Are you going to just literally go out at night and then just go straight in?
No.
Those days are gone. Those days are going out
too old for those.
We
yeah.
could handle that when we were 21, 22. We're
23
now.
You know.
So...
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to...
You hit that 23 mark.
It's a killer.
You're halfway to 25.
You'll know when you get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm nearly there.
And what you went, 18 now? 19.
Yeah.
19,
yeah.
See.
Mm.
And Jeremy's 32, 34?
He's 32.
32, yeah. Right.
He's a lucky guy.
Add years on him.
Well, he's getting old, you see.
He
you
is.
Know, that's why he's going into theatre.
Yes.
You see?
Exactly.
Otherwise, you know, he'd just end up like Tony from Hollyoaks. Still there.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
He is, isn't he? He's been there for years.
He does all right, though.
He's got his own business.
You know, so you see, he stays in there because all the other actors come in, they're rubbish. And it, you know, shows him as the fine actor that he is.
Some of them are good. I like the, I don't know their names, but the two boys who are really good friends. They're all...
OB?
OB.
OB and Max.
And Max. I think
see,
great.
I didn't even watch it well.
Yeah, you do, you liar.
Well, I sometimes have to see the omnibus on a Sunday because, you know, she likes it.
Right, okay. Full of it.
It's good
right.
Sunday morning TV.
I don't see anymore.
Hmm?
Sleeping me.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Telling you. Right, let's play a record and then be back more. We'll talk about your new single and we'll talk more with lovely Rachel Stevens. This is Dizzy Rascal. Dizzy Rascal and Just a Rascal. You look like a Dizzy Rascal fan to me, Rachel.
Do I?
Yeah, no, not really.
No. Just likes them.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got a funny taste, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, anyway, lovely Rachel Stevens to see you. What are you now as far as sexiest women in the world goes?
Oh, I don't know.
You're going down the list, though, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're
I
not,
think I am.
You're not as hot as you used to be,
no,
love.
I think I'm on my way down now.
Let's have a look. You were voted fourth sexiest woman in the world for 2003. Oh, so you're fourth?
Yes.
Right, oh, that's not too bad.
Not bad.
Are we happy with that, love?
Yeah,
respectable
definitely.
Placing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Right, so...
Who are you?
What?
This year.
I'm seventh. What, in the sexiest women
bad.
In the world?
Sexiest men in the world.
I'll be there. You watch. Next year, I'll
next
be there.
Year.
You watch.
Yeah.
After me and your fella stop pumping iron together. So the new single is Funky Dory,
yes.
Which sounds like Hunky Dory.
Yeah, it does.
Which is something that not many people our young age say. You know, how are you, Dave?
Hunky Dory.
You just don't hear it, do you?
No.
Maybe you should.
You've brought it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Funky Dory.
Funky Dory.
It's your second single and the title track from your debut album.
Yeah.
It's fabulously infectious, it says here.
What's it? What do you think?
I think it's fabulously infectious.
Do you? Oh,
yeah. I also think it's got an intoxicating Spanish guitar rippling through a sexy beat.
I think that too.
Do you?
Yes.
You know, I think the stylist reinterpretation of the David Bowie's classic 70s track Andy Warhol, building on the same classic riff but uniquely combined with your soaring vocals,
yeah,
it really is an embracing, truly funky sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
How much of the album have you written?
None of it.
No. So how does that work then? Do you kind of just search around for demos and then pick your favourite ones and do them?
The first single came in and I loved it. It was written by Kathy Dennis and I just thought that
Hitmaker.
Yes.
Did she write S Club stuff?
She wrote a few of them. She wrote Never Had a Dream Come True. And
I like that.
She writes a fantastic ballad. Mm. She wrote Have You Ever as well.
Aww.
Yeah. Very good.
I was upset when S Club finished.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I think it's a disgrace that the S Club juniors are now S Club 8.
Why?
I think it's a disgrace. They're riding on your success, standing on the shoulders of giants.
But they're not juniors anymore. They have to.
They are.
They can't be called S Club
still
juniors.
Still wouldn't get in the pub, would they? Well, probably around our way. But
they're all bigger than me.
Yeah, but that's not size-wise. They're all they're kiddies.
I know, but they look all grown up now.
No, they do look all grown up. Now they look about 12. I think it's wrong.
Mm.
You put all the work in, and then they come and steal the name.
They're carrying on the S Club name.
Well,
they haven't jumped in, they're just...
You're handing it down like a family heirloom.
Exactly.
But what's next? S Club toddlers? What's next?
Who knows?
S Club pregnant people? Oh, S Club amoebas? A load of little babies crying in harmony.
They're not amoebas, I think. Amoebas don't grow into babies.
But amoebas are small.
Yeah, but amoebas don't grow into babies.
But they're small.
Well, yeah, granted, but... Yeah,
but you get smaller and smaller.
There's a fundamental biological problem with what you just said.
Well, fetus wouldn't sound right, though, S Club fetus, would it? Fajitas, that sounds like.
Well, they're Mexican.
S Club fajitas.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. Maybe in Spain that's what they're called. I don't know if fajitas are Spanish.
Move on.
Aren't they?
They are.
Mexican?
They're Mexican, Mexican.
What do we know? We know nothing.
No.
Oh, dear. Oh, God, Rachel Stevens, what a laugh. The single comes out on Monday, I believe. Are you excited?
Very, yeah.
Nervous?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I'm nervous.
I'm fascinated by this. When it comes to releasing a song, you've got another song to release before the end of the year. Do you purposely not release it the week before Christmas? Because everyone's trying to be Christmas number one. If I was releasing a record and I didn't, you know... Because it's not a Christmassy number one record.
At all, no.
But it's a good record.
Mm.
So do you try and release it early so people still go out and buy it? Because next, on the 15th, doesn't it? I think it's the Christmas number one release week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always earlier than you think it is, isn't it?
There'll be loads of decent records that won't get bought. Because you can only afford to go out and buy a couple of records.
Mm.
Anyway, just asking.
Yeah.
So the answer to that was yes?
Yes.
Good, all right then. What's your plan for Christmas?
Plan for Christmas, I've got...
Time off?
Yeah, I've got some time off. I'm just going to be at home with family. Can't go away because Jez is now a serious actor.
Oh, go away with the girls.
They're all away.
I've got time off.
Shall we go away?
You want to go away?
Yeah.
You've got a lovely little place in Spain.
Oh, Jez would like that, wouldn't he?
He'll be working. I'm a mate. I'm just looking after her.
Yeah.
No, just you and me.
Okay.
And that'll be fine. Do you know what I mean?
Where will we go?
I've got a little place in Spain. It's lovely.
Very nice.
Really nice.
Okay.
You've got the sea there and everything. It's a building site next door, but if you've got your Walkman on, you can't really... And look the other way.
Exactly. It's got loads of potential, hasn't it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It'll be cracking. Another 5 years, so they're striking at the moment. But when it gets done, look, cracking. So, time off and then back into it in the new year?
In the new year, yeah.
When's your day off? Or when's your kind of time off from?
I think from the 22nd, I think.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, have you done
any... What about
you?
Have you got time off?
I'm off from the 23rd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, it's perfect.
Very nice.
Go away Christmas Eve together.
Perfect.
All right, Jeremy.
Should we take your private jet? Or should we... No?
We'll go with yours.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll go.
I don't have one.
No, I don't have one either.
Oh.
We'll get Jeremy to pay for a couple of first class flights. He's loaded.
Perfect, yes.
He's loaded. He was in Hollyoaks.
I know.
He's in a play.
I know.
Starts tonight. Dangerous Liaisons.
Les Liaisons Dangereuses.
That's the French version.
We'll say that again.
No.
Don't go on.
La liaison dangereuse.
La liaison dangereuse.
Oh, oh, hey, oh.
Oh, hey, oh.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier? Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel. Moi.
Hey, Grand.
Pardon? Hey, we're only talking. Anyway, right. Oh, we should play the record.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Have a lovely weekend and enjoy Christmas and the New
Year.
We'll
do, you too.
And we'll all go and see your boyfriend.
We'll meet at the airport.
We'll go and see him.
Yeah.
And we'll sit at the back. If you can get a copy of the script from his house, right, we can learn it. And just before his first line, we'll shout it out.
Yes.
So we go, "Tis I, master!" And he'll go, "Tis I." Oh, you buggers. Like that.
Perfect.
And there you go. Rachel, enjoy.
Thank you.
Lovely
to see you.
The single comes out on Monday. Go buy it. This is Funky Dory, Rachel Stevens.